Level 10. Save the world.
Max's mission log. We are traveling through space on board the microship Excelsa with our new friends, Nock and Seven. We are on a mission to save planet X's, Nock's home planet, which is running out of power. We need to collect 4 fragments that have been hidden throughout the Beta Prime galaxy. Together, the fragments form the core of Exus. Only the core will restore power to the planet. It's not easy. A space villain called Badla wants the power of the core for himself. His army of robotic Krills is never far behind us. In our last adventure, we met Cree Otter, the living soul of planet Cree Mar. She told us that her planet is dying because Meeps are drinking all the sap that keeps the planet alive. The only way to save Cree Mar is to unblock the source of sap. Tiger, Nock, and I managed to get into the Cave of Life. In there, we found a crashed spaceship blocking the source of sap. The fragment is underneath the ship, too. Meanwhile, Cat, Ant, and Seven went to the Field of Thorns to try to stop the Meeps. They found a mega Meep and were attacked by lots of smaller Meeps. Chapter 1. The Meeps' Secret. Cat and Ant crouched low as the Meeps closed in. Seven held up his thorny branch to try to scare the blue jellyfish creatures away. As he waved the branch, some of the white thorn tree blossom blew into the air. Suddenly, the Meeps began to shiver. White stuff, they hissed, sneezing and shriveling like old balloons. Bad white stuff. It's not fear of thorns that keeps the Meeps away from here after all, cried Ant. It's the blossom. They must be allergic to it. Seven zoomed back to the trees. We must gather up as much blossom as we can, he said. We can take it to Cree Otter. She can use it to keep the Meeps away from the Cave of Life. Together, they began to gather armfuls of blossom. Chapter 2. Water Find. Meanwhile, Max, Tiger, and Nock were staring up at the wrecked spaceship in the middle of the Cave of Life. Little did they know that a squad of Krills was closing in. The fragment is trapped underneath the ship, said Max, and so is the source of sap that can save this planet. How can we get to them? Nock tried to lift the ship with his power, but it was too big and heavy. Suddenly, the friends jumped at the sound of Creator's voice. Beware. Krills are headed your way. I am too weak to hold them back. We must hide, said Max, shoving open the ship's rusty door. Quickly, inside. Tiger and Nock followed him in, just as the cave began to shake. The friends peered out of the spaceship as rocks exploded from the sealed entrance. 8 metal spheres smashed their way into the cave like wrecking balls. One of the Krills unfolded. Its eyes glowed green as it pointed to the ship. The other Krills rolled over and started smashing into the ship's side, making it shake. The Krills are trying to bash the spaceship out of the way so they can reach the fragment, cried Nock. Bang, bang! Inside the ship, the vibrations from the cruise attack caused a stack of metal canisters to topple over. Some cold water splashed over Tiger.
Ah!
He groaned. Max pointed to the canisters. That must be the crew's old water supply. Just what we need. Tiger frowned. What do you mean? Up on the surface, we added water to a sap puddle. It made the puddle a bit bigger and the goblins were able to drink it, Max explained. A big drink might help Creator recover enough to fight the Mips and the Krulls.
Good idea, said Tiger. But how can we get the water past the Krulls?
Over here, cried Nock. He had found the ship's main control panel. This ship has energy shields. If I can switch them on, we may be able to shock the Krulls away. Blue power flickered from Nock's palms.
Zap!
The shields flickered on for a second and the Krulls were blasted backwards.
Take the water and get some help, said Nock.
What about you? Said Tiger.
I'll stay and shock the Krulls if they come near again, said Nock bravely.
I won't be able to hold them off for long, though.
Hurry back! Max rolled the water canister towards the door. Let's go, Tiger! Max and Tiger left the spaceship and rolled their canisters out of the cave. Zapped Krulls lay scattered around, but they were already recovering.
How will we find our way to Creator? Asked Tiger.
Hopefully she will show us the way, said Max.
Panting for breath, the friends rolled their canisters along the tunnel, straight into a massive, monstrous mega meep. Chapter 3, The Gathering Storm.
Shrink! Max yelled, as thick tentacles snaked towards them. Max and Tiger pressed their buttons and dived behind the water canisters. Suddenly, Cat, Ant, and Seven appeared from a side tunnel. They threw fuzzy white blossom at the mega meeb. It hissed and backed away, vanishing into the darkness. Max and Tiger grew back to normal size.
Meebs are allergic to this blossom, Cat explained. Good work, Max grinned. How did you find us?
Ant pointed to the canisters. Those things make a real racket.
We've brought water for Creator, said Tiger.
Creator's face appeared faintly on the wall.
Your plan is good, she whispered. Please pour the water here. A hole opened in the ground. The children emptied the big canisters of water into it as quickly as they could.
Oh, thank you for the drink.
Creator's face glowed brighter.
I have not had a drink in such a long time.
Where's Nock? Asked Cat.
Max explained that Nock was trying to stop the Krulls from reaching the fragment. Suddenly, the sinister sound of hissing meeps carried through the tunnel. Cat held up some thorn tree blossom.
The meeps can't bear this stuff, Creator. If we had more, we could scare them all away.
Kramer's nature's mine to command, said Creator.
Now I feel stronger. I can make more. Creator closed her eyes and concentrated. I sense that all the MEEPs are now underground. I will blow thorn tree blossom through every tunnel and drive them out.
We must go back and help Nock, said Max. He is depending on us.
Go quickly, said Creator. He is in great danger.
Chapter 4, The Final Struggle.
As the children and Seven hurried back to Nock, a storm of fluffy white blossom filled the air.
It's like being inside a snow globe, Tiger said.
The moans of the MEEPs echoed through the tunnels. The blossom was forcing them to return above ground.
Finally, the friends reached the Cave of Life.
The ship had been pushed aside, and a large green fountain was bursting out of the ground. It was the source of all the sap on Cree Mar. The crews were hunting for the fragment. There was no sign of Nock.
A Krull reached into the sticky pool and pulled out the fragment.
That's it! They've won! Tiger groaned.
A hissing screech made the friends turn. The huge Mega MEEP was whooshing towards them, fleeing from the storm of blossom. They got out of the way just in time.
The Mega MEEP smashed into the cave and knocked the Krulls into the pool. The Krulls fizzed as the sap swamped their systems. The Krull with the fragments began to sink.
Oh no, you don't!
Seven stretched out one of his arms. He snatched the fragment from the Krull's claw and saw Nock hurrying through the storm of blossom toward them and cheered.
I had to get out of the ship, Nock explained.
I shrank and hid in the tunnels to escape the Krulls. Seven gave Nock the fragment, and Nock locked it into his belt.
Max looked up. The Mega MEEP was beginning to smash its way up through the cave roof.
Let's get a lift out of here, he said. Shrink and grab hold of a tentacle.
The friends hung on as the Mega MEEP squeezed out of the cave into daylight. Then the Mega MEEP burst into hundreds of small MEEPs. The micro friends all grew to normal size.
You must leave, Max told the MEEPs firmly. This planet cannot survive if you keep drinking all the sap.
Your ship is no longer jammed, Ant added. After a few repairs, you will be able to fly back to your own planet.
Very well, said all the MEEPs together.
Nock smiled. Now Creator has got her sap supply back, and with no MEEPs to worry about, this planet will soon be back to normal.
As the children returned to their ship, white flowers, the goblins grew up all around them. Creator's face beamed down from the sky.
Thank you, my friends. Good luck with your mission.
Just one more fragment to go, said Max.
One more fragment, Tiger agreed, but lots more adventures to come.
Find out what happens next in a Space Hunt.